William Morrow and Harper Audio present In the Dark of Dreams, a Durkin Steele novel by Marjorie M. Liu. Read by Emma Lisi. My own songs awakened from that hour, and with them the key, the word up from the waves, the word of the sweetest song in all songs, that strong and delicious word which, creeping to my feet, or like some old crone rocking the cradle, swathed in sweet garments bending aside. The sea whispered me. Sea Drift, Leaves of Grass, Walt Whitman. There are sleeping dreams and waking dreams. What seems is not always as it seems. A Ballad of Boating, Christina Georgina Rossetti. Prologue. She found the boy at dawn, during her morning escape from the big house on the hill. Not running, not walking either, occasionally skipping down the narrow path to the rocky shore, dragging a beach towel behind her and a tote bag for her drawing pad and pencils. Dawn light was the best, but it was always cool and windy, and she was bundled in so many layers of wool and cotton, she felt fat. It was a relief to leave the house. Her grandparents were kind, but their business occupied them all the time, and the girl did not always care for their guests or the fights those strangers brought with them. She also disliked the way some of them looked at her, with puzzlement, and sometimes disdain. 12, she had overheard one of the visitors say the night before. 12 years old and ordinary. Better ordinary than rude and mean, thought the girl, listening to the gentle throbbing roar of the waves rushing the shore. She had better things to do with her time than listen to stupid men who wore stupid suits and smelled like ladies' perfume. That and her grandfather had told her more than once that she was perfect the way she was. The girl knew that was a lie, but it was enough that he loved her. The path curved. Gulls cried. The sun was just beginning to peer over the ocean horizon, a glint of gold carved in an endless wash of peach light. The girl inhaled deeply, throwing out her arms, pretending she could fly toward the dawn and burn in that light. A fantasy interrupted by a low moan. She flinched, heart thudding, and spun around to search the beach for another person, ready to run if she had to. But she saw nothing, just rock and driftwood, and the water rushing in, dark with glints of silver that lengthened and were lost in shadow again and again, shimmering as the sea sometimes did, as though the foam were made of diamonds. Nothing. The girl saw nothing, until she heard that moan again, soft and anguished. She took a step, staring, sensing movement behind one of the pale, twisted logs that had drifted onto shore. She almost fled. Her grandparents were always telling her to be careful, that bad people might try to take her, that she should trust no one but them, ever, because their business made enemies. And even though they had taken precautions, even though no one but a handful, mostly family, knew their faces. The girl took another step, then another, slow, halting, her lungs aching from holding her breath. She was going to run, she told herself, fly in the opposite direction and go get help. But that voice sounded so pained. What if someone was really hurt? What if there was no time to get help? She had to see, had to be certain. It seemed to take forever to cross the distance, just 30 feet, but it felt like a mile. The girl finally got close, though. She was short, and the driftwood was large. All she could see on the other side was a shimmer of light covered in tangled seaweed. And then that light shifted, and
sample complete. Ready to continue?